by the Razorback football negativity and all the criticism and all the analysis. So I ask that he endures it only one more segment today, and then we'll move on to some other things, because there is some great stuff from the NBA.
Oh, wait, is Jim Harris coming on?
Some interesting stuff from the world of college football outside of the state of Arkansas, yes.
Ooh.
And we have a call from Robert in Fort Smith. Hi, Robert. Robert hung up. It makes it easier. We'll hear from Jim Harris at some point. All right, so in addition to Arkansas, and I gave you some compelling things I thought, here's a little something for you, big guy.
Yep.
It deals with a round orange ball. You excited?
Yes.
It has nothing to do with any kind of radiation accident either.
Okay, fair enough.
The 2014 NBA D-League Draft Board. Part of this information I saw came from the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, in part from our good buddy Scotty Adams, who pointed out to me that a couple of guys with Arkansas ties found their way into the D-League draft. Now, let me go through a couple of the names you might find interesting. You know that your boy Ben Hansbrough?
Yes, sir.
From Notre Dame, got picked fifth overall in the D-League draft board?
The Beast Fister's nephew.
Yes, he is. Also, another name you'll be familiar with, a guy named Melvin Johnson III.
Arkansas State kid.
Correct, sir. He was taken 13th overall, not exactly the luckiest spot.
What did he go, at San Diego? What was it?
Traded to Delaware. I don't know where he...
What to Delaware? I don't know, Alaska.
Hmm.
How about this? It's an old
Damian Wilkins,
English joke.
Georgia.
Damian Wilkins, yeah, sure.
Taking 16th. Let me bring Jim Harrison here, who was a top draft pick in the D-League back in the day. Hey, buddy.
Hey, what's going on?
Just running through some D-League stuff for Pat because he's worn out by all the Razorback negativity. So I'm going to...
Why? Arkansas got a huge commitment today. Quit crying.
What happened?
I got Derek Graham, a linebacker out of Florida.
Where is he?
Out of where?
Florida.
Cool.
I mean, he's a huge pickup.
Okay, I'll take your word for it, bro.
Who is
stop worrying about things. Just let the season go, people. I've been telling you all along, this is what it was going to be. Close but no cigar. They're going to win a couple. Don't worry. They're going to get to six wins.
Hmm.
This is what we picked. This is what was picked all along. You just got to relax.
Oh, my gosh.
Freaking out.
Jim Harris just went Aaron Rodgers on you. R-E-L-A-X.
Wow, Jim.
Let me finish my information here, and then I'll let you further calm the masses. I like it, though. Jim's coming out guns blazing today. You guys want to screw with Jim Harris? Good luck. You're going to get a verbal beatdown. Step your game up. Tell you what, former Razorback All-American didn't mince any words this morning on the morning show either. I'll tell you what.
Who's that?
Bruce James. Ever heard of him?
Hmm.
Okay, a couple other guys of note here. There were some other, like Rayburn Johnson from Mississippi State went in the fourth round in the D-League.
Mm-hmm.
Cody Augustus, another Mississippi State guy, went in the third round.
Oh, yeah.
But here's a couple of guys.
Arkansas tried to recruit him.
Here's a guy who, with all due respect to him, didn't necessarily perfectly fit the college mold, but he is a great basketball talent. And that is a guy who played at Central Arkansas, LaQuinton Miles, who got picked first in the fifth round by the Sixers. He has got a beautiful basketball game. Now, the kid can score. The kid can play D. He was always among the Southland Conference leaders in scoring and steals. So, I mean, he can really play. I'm not sure that college life was the perfect fit for him, but I do hope that he catches on with the team and finds his way into the NBA. And just a few picks behind him in the fifth round, his teammate, Deshaun McClure. A couple of Arkansas guys who played at Central Arkansas who now have a chance to make some money in the D-League. So I hope it works out for all those guys. All right, Jim.
D-League's come a long way.
Let me get who was the lead recruiter on this linebacker?
Randy Shannon.
I love Randy Shannon.
Brett Bielema, of course. I mean, the guys picked the head coach. I'll say this. When it boils down to the end, the head coach closes. And stay with your man, Bielema. Let Chaney have the receivers that are coming in next year and a more experienced line that's more talented, too, and then complain next year. If you're still getting, you know, crazy head-scratching calls that cost the ball game, and they're still jacking around, but that's our favorite word in our house.
Jacking around? Yeah, my dad used to use it a lot.
Yeah, well, my son and I, that's the word, you know. Then complain, by all means, just complain, tell him to get rid of Chaney, whatever. But let this go for this season and let some wins happen, which they're going to. They'll get to their bowl game. If they don't get to it, if they're 5-7, just stay with it. Don't ruin the program by blasting, you know, not you guys. I'm talking about the fans. I'm talking about people who call in. I'm talking about these message board people. Let it go. Let these recruits come in without any questioning. Oh, man, those fans hate Jim Chaney. Why do I want to play for him? Quit it. Just stop.
Do you think recruits?
That's all I'm saying.
Do recruits spend a lot of time on message boards, or just 50-year-old men in their underwear?
No, I think other teams do, and then they spread this thing out to recruits that Arkansas's after, and go, look, they don't even want their offensive coordinator they've got, or they don't think their head coach is any good. You're not going to hear them rip on Rob Smith.
No,
I mean if they gave the Bulls Award out to the best 4-5 team in the country, he'd get it.
Yeah.
The offense is limited. Let me just quickly say the offense is limited, and some of it is on the previous staff and the quarterback situation. Some of it is on them for not being able to get a quarterback in the 6 weeks they had. The only one they were able to bring in was A.J. Derby, and of course he is not at quarterback anymore. It's not easy to go to the junior college ranks and find the guy who's capable to come in there and play quarterback.
Right.
But the quarterback, he does what they want him to do, but he's not capable, as you said. I listened to it coming in. I heard the whole deal. Listen, no one, I'll bet you if you were able to get him on the show today, he would tell you, hey, I know I needed to throw it to the back corner, but I didn't do it. I mean, you know, I threw it short. I just believe that with my heart. I mean, I just know he knows where to go with it. He didn't go with it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he is. I heard it yesterday. I think he said he's an average quarterback, and that's what he is. He's not the worst in the SEC. He's certainly not in the top six. He's not going to win them a game necessarily unless the person he makes the play to wins it, such as Hunter Henry.
Mm-hmm.
The only question I would have is why an experienced quarterback wouldn't get up there and spike the football, stop it so they can get a play in that they feel real comfortable about, or if they like that play. And listen, if he throws it back corner, it's either incomplete or a touchdown.
Right.
But the other thing is, you know, Hunter Henry wasn't in on that play. He'd come off. I would have had Hunter Henry, I would have stopped the clock and had him on the field. That's all I know, and thrown to him.
I'm with you on that for sure. Okay, so we got Larry here who has a recruiting question. Larry, go ahead.
Hey guys, how are y'all doing?
Good.
Hey, Jim, I had a quick question. The recruit that we picked up today, how does that help with, where does that boost us up? Does that bring us up from 18 on up to maybe the top 15, or are we still holding steady at that 18 spot?
We're probably going to still be there. He is a three-star, but I'm going to say this. There are great three-stars, and then there are, you know, project three-stars and that kind of thing. This guy, if you watch his film, he's a serious player, and he will fit in with exactly what they're wanting to do. And he's, I think any three-star linebacker out of Florida is going to be a pretty good player. And he may be a four-star in some of the other services, but the one I look at is Arrivals.com service, since Danny West and Trey Biddy are also on the buzz. So, this guy had offers all over the place, and that's another judge for me. I think they'll be around 18, but I wouldn't worry about that. I'd worry not about where they finish. I mean, because they're going to have a top 20 class, but it's more like, are they going to get the needs they need to fill? And that's getting a head-hunting athletic safety that can cover a lot of the field. And they got a linebacker. I don't think he's the last one they'll go for. And they need probably one jet receiver that they have one in Florida they're looking at. It would really help them. But I think they've got some great receivers coming in from Arkansas. This is a very lucky year for Arkansas in that the state produced, you know, 12 or so, 10 or 12 legitimate size and speed SEC players.
Yeah. Larry, anything else?
Yeah, I just want to throw this out there. Everybody keep the faith. I mean, the season is not done. We still got three more games, and all these games are very winnable. We have a bye week, which I think comes at a great time. It's going to give us an extra week to prepare for LSU, Ole Miss, and for Missouri. So compared to where we were at last year, it's light speed ahead, and I can only see great things going forward. So people, believe me. I'd much rather have Brandon Allen this year than last year. And that's all I'm going to say with that.
Y'all
have a great day.
Thanks, Larry. Appreciate it. I don't think there's any argument there. Jim, a couple things off our Keith Lee Service Coming Live fan feedback. This is probably not the first guy to say it. I don't even know why I read this stuff, but I'm going to. Scott says, I never thought I'd say this about the Hogs, but I really don't care anymore. Screw it. It's deer season. Okay. Apparently a lot of coaches are worried about that this particular weekend coming up. Allen says, guys, good news on the new linebacker commit, but I wanted to cheer on the LBs that we currently got. Brooks Ellis and Martrell Spate are some of the best that we've had in a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they are.
He wants to know if you think Spate will be a draft pick. I don't know what his NFL potential is.
He might get a late-round draft pick. He certainly might get a chance. He's a guy that plays hard all the time. He's not a bad-sized guy. He's not a real large type linebacker. He would have to probably play outside at some point. I don't know. I mean, he's got some decent speed, too. He's the one that you have to replace, and that's why if you look at this Derek Graham, you see where you've got a kind of a Spate-type replacement. Hey, Mississippi State wanted this guy bad. They wanted him to visit and come to the game, and apparently they got word that he was favoring Arkansas, and he was going to come to get this weekend's game. This past weekend, I think they canceled the trip because he was an art. Everybody kind of had a good idea late last week that he was in Arkansas's pocket.
Huh?
It's the way I understand it. I didn't speak to him, but they've done a great job with this kid. I think they do. If you can get any 3-star or above kid out of Florida come to Fayetteville, you've done a heck of a recruiting job. That's a long way to get them to, you know, spend their next 4 years. Because don't forget, once they're in school, and that's the deal about recruiting these guys from a long ways off, and why some of these schools that are only have players from 150 miles away have a little edge on Arkansas, is that in the summers now, they're spending the whole summers up there.
Right.
They don't get home much anymore. I mean, used to, you'd go to school for the year, and then you'd be home for 3 months in the summer and get back for August camp. Well, I mean, now it's a year-round thing almost.
Yeah.
With 2 weeks maybe to go home.
Who needs the beach?
And it's 4 years of that. And there is no beach near Fayetteville, last I looked.
No, it's got some good lakes, though. Domino J and Cabot, we know the talent is there. We just have to wait for it to mature. I'm more worried about the play calling and game management. How long must we wait for that to mature? The only thing I would say about the play calling, Jim, and I've been critical. I didn't like the punt at the 32. We talked about that. That's a specific thing. But you know you have playmaker at tight end. You know you have playmakers at running back, even with Corliss Marshall not available right now. I'm not sure why, as it's been pointed out repeatedly, you don't target the three tight ends more often. And I don't know why they refuse to throw the ball to the backs. I don't get that.
I don't think they think Alex Collins has good enough hands. They do throw it to Jonathan Williams. They've thrown it to Alex some, but those are really the only two options.
Well, you can throw it to Cody Walker, I think. I mean, he's had a couple of catches. He did have the one fumble at the goal line, but he
had the drop against Mississippi State right over the middle. That would have been a big pickup during that game.
Well, I know Williams can catch it because I've seen him do it repeatedly over the years.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard for me to believe that Alex Collins can't catch, but
he's had enough problems with pitch outs this day. So, he can catch. He made a tremendous catch last year on a wheel route against Florida. You know, I haven't seen a wheel route run this year.
Since Ronnie Wingo.
Well, they ran it last year with Collins a few times, but I haven't seen it called. But then they go back. Here's my deal. Now you're going to get the gym that wonders and head scratches about things. Why does Chaney keep going back to trick plays he's used already? I mean, the play action hidden ball fake and the streak route by Keon in the same formation was run at Texas Tech. These guys have every film on every play Arkansas's done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that didn't fool anybody.
But
I don't think
such a good play. He just wants to run it again.
He just wanted to run it again.
Oh, believe me,
the throwback.
We like to do best of shows too. We want to run like our best stuff over again. Hmm. Why do you think
at this time last year, they just played Ole Miss. The schedule was a little different last year, and they ran exactly a year ago. They ran that halfback throwback attempt to Brandon Allen. You remember that?
Yeah.
And it ended up being a huge turning point in the game. The good thing the other night was they ran it with a redshirt freshman who didn't panic and actually saw an opening and went right up the gut for 7 yards and got a first down on the first drive of the game. But why are you throwing a throwback to Brandon Allen? You already don't want him to run, but two or three times, but you want to throw a pass to him?
I have no answer.
I know. I'm
not sure Jim Chaney would either.
Aren't
yes.
there and, see, yeah. The thing about Arkansas is they don't – you've got to be on site to interview these guys, too. They don't do like the rest of the SEC where you've got media from around the state and they hook up a phone interview where you can actually be in Little Rock and interview these guys.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a little trouble for me to drive up to ask that one question for Chaney, but I'd sure like it asked and answered. It's just strange. Those are the head-scratching things.
Yeah.
But I'm saying they're trying to pull out all these stops because they are limited in the weapons they have at this time.
Yeah. Well, that's cool.
It's time to get it.
It's hard for me to understand the concept of one moment, pull out all the stops, and at the next moment we're going to punt from the 32. But that's me. Chops and Rising says on the
key. Well, I think that was Bielema's decision to play the field position game. And know that they wouldn't do much from inside their 10.
Yeah, I'm not too worried about them doing too much from inside their 40 either.
Is that fourth and one or
yes,
fourth and
one.
I thought it was fourth and three.
I think it was fourth and one. I couldn't believe it.
It was a long one.
Well, but okay, I'll even say it was fourth and two. I think the odds are. Look, Kevin Kelly would certainly do it. I think he could probably give you a whole bunch of stats as to what your success rate would be on those particular down distance. Even
well,
against
it depends who you're playing. I'll bet if it was Northern Illinois, you go for it.
Yeah.
But if it's that front seven against Mississippi State.
I just think if you turn it over there, it doesn't matter that much. Anyway, that's me. That's you know, whatever.
It's momentum more than anything. If they go for it and don't make it, there's a total feel of momentum that shifts over there. And the crowd goes nuts. Our objective, I say ours, I'm sure Bielema's objective was to keep that crowd a little as flat as you can.
Mm-hmm.
And for a little while there in the first quarter, they were. They did a great job of keeping those cowbells out of their ears for a good quarter.
Well, if that was the goal, then mission accomplished. I mean, let's just punt on first down then and pin them back inside the 20. I don't know.
Well, you know, I'm not.
I know. Okay, here's a couple of things. Chops and Rising, I like this. Thinking outside the box. Could the school just bring some deer to the football game and people could shoot them at halftime?
Awesome.
That would keep everyone happy this time of year. I think that's brilliant. You get everybody inside. Now, any of you all want to come out here and shoot a deer, come on out. We'll get that out of your way. We'll go back in and root for the team in the second half. I'm all for it.
They can use that indoor facility.
In fact, if you
kind of just release a deer.
Yes. Inside the Walker Pavilion. Here's the thing. If you... And if for a right price, you know what? They'll clean it for you. They'll have it all set to go. They'll have it all cut up into steaks. Steven and Augusta, hey, Jim or Pat, any chance the basketball team has a shot at Kayvon Allen?
Yeah. They got a shot.
What do you think?
Yeah, I think he's fully committed to Florida. Unless you know something I don't, Pat, I think there's been a lot of people throwing that out there that he's going to flip or something.
Well, the main thing is he's going to take care of his senior year in school.
Wasn't it Beer that transferred back over to North Little Rock last year and then went to Arkansas?
Yeah.
I would have made that a condition of my transfer. I would have said, like, look, dude, here's the deal. I'll come back over there. I'll save your bacon. I'll be the best guy you could possibly have on your team to help you get to a state championship. But You're going to have to join me in Fayetteville the next season. That's just the deal. I mean, that's what I would have said.
Well, according to my man KJ Hill, he's going to have it all worked out here very soon.
Well, all I know is this. I would have liked to have had the Beard Hill combo meal working on Kayvon Allen. That's just me.
He's well, doing I've his heard bad. I've heard KJ's been trying to play the come to Arkansas thing. Is he going to wait now till April, or is he going to sign in November?
Who's that? Kayvon?
Kayvon Allen.
I would think he's probably going to wait.
If he waits, I would say your chances of him flipping to Arkansas are huge. If he's going to sign next week, I think the Wednesday is the first day.
Yeah.
Well, obviously I think he's going to sign with Florida. He just made a trip down there with KJ Hill. KJ's committed to Arkansas, but went on that trip with him to Florida a couple weeks ago. But I think they got a good guard in Jimmy Witt. I think that was a huge pickup for the Razorbacks in this class. I'd like to see them add a big time rebounder, a guy who might fill in if Portis leaves early.
Yes, exactly. Hey, Jim, can I ask you one more college football thing?
You want to ask me anything.
Jim, tell me about your – no. Okay, let me run through these real quick. There are some huge games this week, and Arkansas fans have gotten very fortunate in that their two off weeks have been just a great slate of games that you don't have to stress over, but you can enjoy watching. You got Notre Dame at Arizona State. Pat's already picked the Irish to win by 100, and he said that whole deal last week, struggling with Navy, although it is the number one rushing team in America, was all by design to get Arizona State fat and cocky.
You can't take down one of the military schools like
How
that.
How could Notre Dame possibly lose on the week that Rocket Ishmael comes and talks our brains into a pretzel?
That would literally be wrong.
All right, Notre Dame, Arizona State, in the desert, 2:30, prime time. What do you think, Jim Harris, say you?
Notre Dame goes down there and has a few better players.
Okay.
I think they can. But right. I'll tell you what, if it was at night out there, I think it'd be a little tougher. I just think, I don't know, it's still the players playing. You know what I mean? But but there's certain times of the day that it just seems like...
Jim, they're the sun devils, not the dark devils.
Yeah.
I know, and I always think of them playing at night for an upset.
And night, anything nighttime in the desert's bad, because usually a body's being buried somewhere just outside Vegas.
I also don't trust Todd Knight. Not Todd Graham, I'm sorry. Who's Todd Knight?
Todd Knight is the head coach at Wausau Baptist.
Wasn't he one of the new kids on the block?
He's undefeated. I like him.
Oh, that's Jordan Knight.
Todd Knight. I don't trust Todd Graham. That's what I meant.
What about the Dark Knight? What about Bane? How do you feel about Bane?
What do you think about me?
What about Bobby Knight?
Did he do a good job?
Brian Kelly.
What do you like in the Kansas State TCU game, Jim?
I think it'd be great if they put a Bane mask on.
That would be awesome. Well, he could, but it's being worn by Trey Flowers currently. Kansas State, TCU, what do you think? A couple of 7-1 teams all adorned in purple?
That's at noon, and I love what TCU, they've taken a quarterback who I promise you, if he had played for the Razorbacks, they would have been running him out on the rails 2 years ago. This guy was terrible, and they hired away a co-coordinator from Texas Tech, and they got another coordinator, and they worked this guy and turned him into a terrific player, Boykin. And TCU's going to win that game in Fort Worth. I may be there for that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, come on, Jim. Don't threaten us.
How are you hooking that deal up, Mr. Man?
Oh, I went down there 2 years ago. I got a friend down there that has connections with TCU. My son and I went to the game 2 years ago, and Kansas State was number one. And Kansas State won that game. But the stadium, Neyman Carter Stadium now, is a fabulous football stadium to go to. It's not 100,000, half that, but it's a fun stadium to watch a game in. It's the antithesis of War Memorial Stadium in that there is space between aisles and between seats, and it's a great place.
How could you,
Jim? Do you think you get room for one more for that trip, big guy?
Come
on, yeah, you can come with me.
Well, I don't know, Jim. You don't really want me to go.
TCU knocks off. TCU knocks off West Virginia. They get K-State. Then they go to Kansas, at Texas, and ISU. TCU, I will be shocked if they are not in the Final Four.
I know. They could win it out if they win this weekend.
If they don't, it's a travesty.
Kansas State has the defense, folks, that Arkansas is getting to. That is what they're going to be like.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be fun when they get there.
Big, slow, and white, or what?
They're not all
I know. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
And, in fact, there's some fast Caucasians on that team,
yes,
too.
Kansas State's very good. They're very good defense, and they're very well coached by an 85-year-old man who does an awesome job.
They held Auburn to 20.
TCU's defense, yes, they did. TCU's defense is pretty good, too, and their offense certainly is off the charts right now. Alabama, LSU in the desert, in Baton Rouge, rather, in Cajun country. This is a game you can actually hear on the buzz. We are going to have the Auburn A&M game early, and we're going to have the LSU-Alabama game late. You're welcome.
Definitely a great Saturday, although I will be in Conway.
I thought you were going over to the Kansas State-TCU game. Make up your
Sorry,
mind.
Sorry, Jim. You're out.
That was quick.
You would think that if Arkansas could make the quarterback Sims look bad, that the Chief Cheney could do it as well down there.
I saw they just extended, what's his name, the defensive coordinator?
Chavis. Yeah. I mean,
John Chavis.
Yep. Cheney.
Yep, no, Chavis.
Yeah, Cheney, yeah. I meant Chavis. Yeah, Chief Chavis. if Arkansas can make him look bad, I'm sure Chavis will have a great plan for him as well. It's going to be a tough game. Probably end up being like 14-13.
Did you just call him Chief Chavis? You can't say that anymore, Jim.
It's like
not
Chief.
Politically correct.
His nickname is the Chief.
It's okay if he's Cajun.
He's
not if he's Native American.
Part Indian. He's part Indian. Golly, man.
Jim, take it easy. Were you there, Donald Sterling?
I call him a Washington Redskin, okay?
Who's part Indian, Native American?
Chavis.
Oh, okay, Native American. Okay.
Native American.
All right, yeah, don't call him Chief.
Come on, Donald Sterling.
Let's
take
move
it easy,
on.
Will you?
That's his nickname.
Oh, I didn't know that. I got a lot to learn. Ohio State,
Michigan. Alabama still wins. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, you do. All right, I think I'll go with that. Ohio State, Michigan State.
Really? I didn't even know they're playing.
They are. They're both 7-1.
Big time, Bub.
Whether you care or not. It's
I
true.
Go with who's the home team?
Michigan State.
And Michigan State's going to win.
Okay, here's the best game of the weekend. I'm telling you, it's worth staying up late for on this one. Utah is incredibly filthy at home. I have no idea why. But Oregon travels to take on 7-2 Utah, a Utah team that could easily be 8-1 had they not lost in an inexplicable brain fart by their kicker this weekend. They should have probably knocked off Arizona State, but they lose 19-16 in overtime. They host Oregon this weekend, and Utah, I believe, is undefeated at home, but I'll have to double-check that. All I know is this, they've been really good. They beat somebody good earlier in the season, like USC or somebody.
UCLA in the Rose Bowl.
No, they beat somebody good at home that I picked against them to win.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I know they won at the Rose Bowl against UCLA.
They won at Michigan. They beat Washington State. Oh, they lost to Washington State. What a weird loss that was.
At home, right?
Yes. They okay.
Yeah, they lost the home game.
They won at UCLA, at Oregon State. They won against USC 24-21. They lost to Arizona State at Arizona State 19-16. Gosh, I don't know what to do here. You know what? They probably get smashed.
I'm going with Oregon. They're going to get smashed.
Sorry. I try to give you credit, Utah. I can't do it. All right, Jim, good stuff today. Enjoyed it very much. Oh, look there on ESPN, Mark D'Antonio. Just in time.
I always enjoy it with you guys, too. And Pat, yep. There's an extra seat in the car if you decide you want to go to Fort Worth.
All right.
Oh, you want to Conway for the football-basketball combo meal?
Maybe so.
Maybe jump in and do a little color with me this weekend.
Maybe so.
All right, well, you make up your mind. Do you want to see TCU Kansas State or Division One football championship subdivision game? Go ahead.
The Lamar Cardinals. He's always had a soft spot in his heart for him.
All right, thanks, guys.
Hey, Jim, right, good Jim. Stuff. Thank you. Appreciate it. Jim Harris.